Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph Dalet, very famous halacha. So Mechaber says, Na'agu shel lipal pneihem. Custom is that we don't say taklon. We call say taklon. Lo b'beis avil, not in the house of an avil. Below b'leis chasan, and not in the house of a chasan. We'll explain what that is. Next page, below. Next page, below b'beis knesses b'yom milo, and not in a shul where on a day where there's a bris. We'll also talk about that. Velo kesheisham chasan, and also if there's a chasan. There's a chas in there, so also you don't say taklin. All those cases. The Rama explains, "V'dafka sha'amilo a chasan be'osa be'sakneses." When we say a bris or a chasan overrides, that's only if the chasan or the bris is in that shul. Aval im hamila be'sakneses afal pi shuhu be'sakneses acheres. But let's say it's going to be in a shul, but it's a different shul. It's in a different shul. Omnu Tachnun. So you say Tachnun. As you can see, this from the Mahari. So just for a second here, I'm sure everybody once was like, well, of course, like, what do you expect? I mean, there's a bris in, I don't know, in Israel, Hancock Park, right? So we won't say Tachnun. Right? A field day, we'll never say Tachnun in Los Angeles, right? Okay, everybody said, yeah. So the answer is, believe it or not, it's brought down in another swarm that there was a minug that they would not say tachlin in the entire city. It was such a minug. And the reason behind that, and this is going to be important when we get into this discussion about tachlin and shul and stuff like that, the reason is because Eliyahu comes to the city. Eliyahu comes to the city on the day of a bris, so Eliyahu was around. So the whole city took off. Right? The whole city took off as far as Tachlin is concerned. Now, our minhag is not that way, as the Rama says, but that's the underpinnings of the idea. That's the Havamina. Well, the Havamina is that we would say Tachlin, and evidently they had that minhag. The whole city was out if there was a bris. So the Rama brings down from the Mari that, no, we don't have that. Our custom is not that way. Okay, but again, that will be relevant as we go on into this halacha. Now, when we say you don't say tachnun if there's a bris, that's speaking about shachris, right? Because that's when we do a bris, right? We try. So in general, it's brought down in halacha that you should do a bris in the morning. So therefore, again, there could be extenuating circumstances, but again, we usually try to do a bris in the morning. So when do you say you don't say tachlin? That's in the morning, shemalin azatino, because that's when the bris is going to be. Avo mincha, but at mincha time, in other words, assuming that you did the bris in the morning, so that's mincha. You didn't say tachlin this morning. It'll bump off the whole day. So Rama says, avo pi shemispala meitzalatino, even though you might be davening where the baby is. You might be davening in the house, or whatever the case may be. In other words, once the bris took place, the whole p'tur for tachlin is only before the bris. After the bris, so then, and the Mishnah Berurah says, even if you didn't do the suda yet, this won't work, but just to give you a little example, so let's say Yehuda's bris was on Shabbos, it was in the afternoon. So the bris was in the afternoon. So we didn't have the suda was shalosh shudas, if you recall. I'm sure you all remember. So the question would be, see, the halachas of tachnun and tzikach ha'tzedek dovetail each other. So the question would be, would we say tzikach ha'tzedek at mincha? So you would say no, right? Answer is we would. We, I don't know if we did. I don't remember. But we should have. Because, again, the bris already took place. Now we'll see, the Mishnah Berurah says that in such a case when for the Balei Simcha, the Chofetz Chaim said, well, we'll see in the Ramah. The Balei Simcha are the father, the Sandak, and the Moel. They would not say Tachnun all day. So in other words, they personally would not say Tachnun Mincha. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Shul. Would they say Tachlin Mincha if the bris already took place? Even if the Suda didn't take place? The answer is yes. Masha enkein bechasen. Now this, where we just said that with a bris, you don't say taklin in the morning, but you would say taklin in the afternoon in most cases. Again, assuming that the bris took place in the morning. That's by a bris. But by a chasen, she'in omrim taklin kol ayom, shimi spalai sal chasen, chasen's around, school's out. V'lo mikri chasen el biyom she'nichnas l'chuppah. Only call a chasen on the day he goes to the chuppah. Okay, now the Mishnah Berurah discusses this. We'll just do this last point first, maybe. Well, actually, no. Let's not do that. So let's go back. So the first case was you don't say Taklan Rachman Slan in a base oval. In a base oval. So the Mishnah Berurah explains when we say base oval, that means the entire Shiva. Why? So the Mishnah Berurah explains because Midas Hadin Metucha Allah, because the Midas Adin, the attribute of Din, is hovering over that house. Somebody passed away. So therefore, we are not magbir. We don't strengthen the Midas Adin by saying Taklin, mentioning our Averos. And he says the same thing as we learned before by saying Taklin at night, similar idea. Now, the question is, what do we mean if we don't say Taklin if there's in a base ovel? So how about if there's somebody sin shiva? So of course, let's say the person who sin shiva has no relevance to the minyan that we're having in the house. Let's say it's a woman. Again, a lot of times we don't make a minyan at an ovel's house, it's a woman, because we don't want to be mavato, the regular minyan. If it's a man sin shiva, so he's not supposed to leave the house and he has that. But for a woman, a lot of times we don't make a minyan. But let's say they did. So would Tachman be removed if a woman sitting, and there's no man sitting shiva? So it's brought down, Geshur Chaim and others, that we wouldn't say Tachman. Even if a katan, a child is sitting shiva, Rachman Aslan, you also wouldn't say Tachman. And not only that, but also if the house is the house where the person passed away. So then it's brought down by the Geshur Chaim based upon Kabbalah. So you notice from numerous sources that the neshama goes back and forth from the kever to his house and things like that in this transitional period of Shiva till settles in Shemayim. So we wouldn't say Taklin either. Like the neshama is like a... But let's say, again, there was nothing to do with the minyan at all. Let's say none of these reasons. Let's say there's nobody sing shiva, let's say. Could be just, you know, a distant relative and they're having a minyan there. Or and then the person was a nifter there. So then you'd say taklin. You'd say taklin because all those reasons would not apply. If they were, let's say that, well, a lot of people can bring down, believe it or not, disagree with about the woman case. That even if a woman sang shiva, but the person was a nifter there. A very salient point. So we would say tachum. But again, there's a disagreement about that. Okay. We'll stop here for tonight, and tomorrow we'll get into a little happier topic, and that is about a chasm. Okay, what about a... well, we have to get into... a chasen, and also a bris. And of course, the question by a chasen is, when does the chasen start? Somebody's getting married, right? They come to minyan in the morning, and they're getting married this afternoon or this evening. So do we say taklin, you know? Do we say taklin, or do we not? We say, well, he's a chasen, he's about to get married. Or do we say, ain't over till it's over, right? Okay, maybe, but you know, like... So is he a chasen or is he not? In other words, the morning before his chasen, would that knock off Taklin? The other question also when we get to Bris Milah is the question that we touched on before. That is, again, the Mechaber said in the shul where there's Bris. Let's say Kanai Nahara now, we have three minyanim. So there's going to be a Bris. And there'll be a Bris at 9 o'clock. So how about the 545 people? 545 people. Maybe none of them will be at the Bris. Right? They're all on the freeway by then, right? Okay. Or even before the meeting's already on the freeway. Right? So what's the story then? Would they say tachlin or would they not? Do we say, well, in the shul, right? It's in the shul, so therefore eventually, well, let's make it later even. Right? So would they say tachlin or would they not? Okay? Hopefully, possibly tomorrow.